Chaitanya Charitamrita, 16th class, October 15th, Kartik, Sri Dham Vrindavan, Sri Radhakund. This is the story of the dream of Rasalila, from Antya Lila, chapter 14, text 11 through 21. Tate Vishwasa Kori Shuna Bhavera Varnan Haibai Bhavera Jnana Paiba Premadan. Please hear faithfully this description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. Thus you will come to know of his ecstatic love, and ultimately you will achieve love of Godhead. So, Shuna Jnana Premadana. Shuna Jnana Premadana. Hearing brings knowledge. Knowledge brings Vigyan. Bhavera Jnan. It says, Vishwas Kari, but how should we hear with Vishwas? And what are we hearing? We're hearing about Bhavarna. Tate Vishwasa Kari Shuna Bhavara Varnan. Varnan means, Varnan, literally the word Varnan means like Varnam, means syllables, words, which together make descriptions. Groups of words make descriptions. Varnan means syllables or mantras or words. So this is bhav, bhavarna. These are descriptions full of bhav. These are descriptions about Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's mahabhav lilas. So these type of descriptions, shuna bhavera. First, how should we hear? We should hear vishvas. Vishvas kesat. Hear shuna vishvas kesat. With faith. Great sudrida vishvas. Very strong and powerful, determined faith. And what should we hear faithfully? Bhava Varnana. Those descriptions about Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions. The descriptions about Bhav. This is what Krishnas Kaviraj is telling us. Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is a resident of Shamakund. This book is written on the banks of Shamakund. And it was heard and understood and formulated in the association of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Prayojana Acharya of Krishna Prema. So someone might say, oh, Raghunath Das Goswami is a Prayojana Acharya. He is a teacher of Krishna Prema. But I don't see that he wrote so many books specifically about Krishna Prema, although he did in one sense. But by his association, by his teaching, by his direction, Krishnas Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is an entire treatise on Krishna Prema and Mahaprabhu Prema. All the teachings of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana are contained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is a tattva shastra. It's also rasa, but very much the tattva siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the practices are all contained here. This is the opening verse, and there's so much here. Tate vishvasakari shuna bhavara varnan haibe bhavara gyan paibe premadhan. What will happen? This cause will bring this effect. In other words, by associating with Bhava Bhaktas, which we were saying in Nectar Devotion, you will get Bhav. How do you associate with Bhava Bhaktas? By serving, by hearing, by remembering, by praying. So this is by Shuna, Shravanam, hearing, Shravanadasha. Who is a Bhava Bhakta? Well, it's Mahabhavati Radha, Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu, the greatest devotee. Lord Chaitanya is the greatest devotee because he's in Radha Bhav Mahabhav, and Radha is the greatest devotee of Krishna, Radhika. And at the same time, Mahaprabhu is Chaitanya, is Krishna, Rasaraj. So he's Bhagavan and Bhakta, Param Bhakta Radha, and Parameshwara Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. Two in one. Two for the price of one. You say, Gora Hari. You have Hari and you have Gauri. Gauri is Radharani, Hari is Krishna. And Gora Hari, Gora Hari, Gora Hari Bhol. Here with faith about the ecstatic pastimes, the Bhav ecstasies, the ecstatic pastimes of Mahaprabhu. What will happen? You will attain knowledge by hearing about Bhav. You will attain knowledge about Bhav. Knowledge and Vigyan. Knowledge will lead to Vigyan. That Sambandha will lead to Abhideya, and that Abhideya will lead to Prayojan. He says, Haibe Bhavera Jnan. By this hearing, Shuna Bhavera Varnan, by faithfully hearing descriptions of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions, you will come to know of his ecstasy. By hearing about his Bhav, you will understand about Bhav. When you understand about Bhav, then what will you get? You'll get the wealth of Prem, because Bhav becomes Prem. as Bhava becomes condensed and realized and understood and surrendered to and absorbed in and served, then that Bhava intensifies and magnifies and takes over your entire being and heart and fills you with possessive feelings towards Krishna, mamta, and then that Bhava becomes known as prema, which is fills you with the inconceivable ecstatic bliss, sanjanatma visheshatma, and attracts Krishna. Krishna becomes attracted to prem. Attracted by prem? Fully controlled by prem. Prem vasibhut. Prem vasibhut means Krishna becomes controlled by prema and his premi bhaktas. One verse, there's so much there. Of course, there's no purport. Prabhupada was, this book was written very fast because it was towards the end of his life, 75. So he wanted to give us the basic book and then an essential purports. But every verse, Prabhupada said that every verse can be spoken on from so many different angles. Prabhupada told us, study the Srimad Bhagavatam from all angles of vision, or whatever angle your own vision is. But see, there's a krama here, do you see? We say Shravanam. What does Shravanam lead to? Leads to Atmanavedanam. What does Shraddha lead to? Shraddha leads to Prem. Ado, that means beginning. Ado, Shraddha, Tata, Sarasanga, Bhajana, Kriya, Narta, Nivriti, Tata, Nishta, Tato, Ruchi. Tata, Asakti, Bhava, Prem. Shraddha leads to Prem. And Shravanam leads to Atmanavedanam of the gopis. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, then Atmanavedanam. Here the same progression. Vishwas. Vishwas means Shraddha. When you have Shraddha, then what do? You get Sarasanga. And what happens in Sarasanga? Shuni means hearing, Shravanadasha, Guru Shravanadasha, hearing from Guru, hearing from Sadhu. And then when you hear, and what do you hear? Do you hear A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, A, K, K, L, M, N, P? All right, that's nice. That's also important to know the alphabet. But at a certain level, at a certain time, from certain devotees, you'll hear Bhavera Varnana. Bhavera Varnana. These are vibration, Varnana, syllables about Bhav. Who's Bhav? Immediately, Radha Bhav, Braj Bhav, Gopi Bhav? No. About Prabhu Bhav, Mahaprabhu Bhav, Sri Chaitanya's Bhav, his ecstasies, because they're Audarya. They're merciful. They're open. They're accessible. They're accommodating. They're for us in Kali Yuga. Radha and Krishna came to give their leelas, to give their mercy, to give their sweetness through the means of Audarya. Audarya is the giving mechanism of sweetness. Madhurya gives itself through Audarya. Radha and Krishna give themselves to the conditioned souls through Mahaprabhu. He's the giving God. What's the proof? Namo Maha Varanaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate means I am the giving God. We don't have a verse of glorification of Krishna like this. Krishna is the taking God. He's taking love from all the Brijvasis, drinking deeply. All the hearts of all the Brijvasis, taking. He's taking all their love. He's taking so much love from Radharani that he becomes a debtor, Napariham. Maravadya Jusham. He goes, I'm a debtor, I've taken so much money from you, I've taken crores and crores from you now. Oh my God, I've got to pay you back. I've become a big debtor. Yeah, what about the paying me back? Oh yeah, well now I have to pay back. Oh well, I can't pay you back unless I become you, because whatever I took from you I can't find it within myself, I can only find it within, so I have to take it from you and then distribute to others and then get all those others to give it back to you. So he came down as Mahaprabhu to engage everybody in the service of Radharani and help pay back his debt. So Krishna, that was his plan. He said, I alone can never pay you back. No matter what form I take or how I take or what I take, so I have to be very, very clever. So I'll take cleverness from you, Radharani, because you're very clever. I'll take your bhav and your kanti, and I'll cover myself with your colors so everyone will think I'm you, but actually I'm me. And then I'll engage everybody in the world in your service. Gopi bhav. Radha Dasyam. And that way, I'll try, at least that's the best plan I can come up with, trying to engage everyone in your service, in Mandri Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Radha Dasyam. And that way, hopefully, fingers crossed, somehow or other, I can pay back my debt to you. So this is the process to hear about Mahaprabhu's Audarya Leela. Vishwas Kari Shuna Bhavara Varna. And what will happen? It says right here, Krishna's then you will come to know. Says, Haibe, there will be Bhavera Gyan. You will get Gyan, not just sukshma gyan, some dry gyan, some oil cake knowledge, tasteless, dry, worthless knowledge. You'll get bhavera gyan. You get knowledge of bhav, ras and bhav and prema. The gyan, the hearing will create gyan, the gyan will create vigyan, but this is bhava vigyan. Bhava means emotions, bhakti bhav, bhakti ras. And then that bhakti ras will churn and become deeper and deeper. Then what will happen? Paiba primadan. You will achieve love for Krishna. Paiba. Paiba means you'll get. So there's progression. Faithful hearing of the right subject matter. What is the subject matter? Bhavera gyan. Who's Bhavera? Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu. Rasaraj Mahabhav Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His Leela, his past science. The Audarya Leela. That's how you get easily. And what first installment is you get Bhavera gyan. You understand these pastimes. You enter these pastimes with clarity, with perception, with realization. And then that will bring you to the level of relishing Bhakti Ras. And Bhakti Ras will soften and soothe the heart, Masrinya. The heart will become softened by the interplay of the different bhavas, septic bhavas, anubhavas, vibhavas, vyavachari bhavas. They all mix together to produce a rich taste, a satisfying relish of Bhakti Ras. Now bhakti ras will become thicker and more condensed, and the bhava will become deeper and more ecstatic, and that will manifest as prema. We will attain prema, prema dan. So this is the first verse of this story, A Dream of Ras Leela. So this is sambandha for this story. This is the foundation of the story. This is the practice that this story is embodying, and this is the goal that this story will produce. Do you see it? It's all in this verse, because this story is about hearing. So now you, or we as the audience, we have to offer something here. We have to offer our undivided faith, our vishwas, vishwasuna, to this bhavera kata, or bhavera varnana. That's what Krishna's coverage. I'm going to tell you a very wonderful story, full of prema, full of bhava varnana. What I'm going to tell you is bhava varnana, syllables, sounds, vibrations of bhav. Who's bhav? Radharani's mahabhav, experienced in a giving, experienced by the giving lord. G for Gauranga, G for giving. He's the giving lord. Gauranga, the giving lord. Giving prem. And this story itself will give prem. Payaba. Payaba prem. Dan. You will get the wealth, the dan of love of Krishna, just by hearing this story. This is what he's saying. Please hear faithfully this description of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic emotions, Bhavera Varnana, in this Leela, prem Leela. Then what will happen? You will get knowledge. Bhavera Gyan. You will come to know of his ecstatic love. You will understand what is Bhav, what is Mahaprabhu's Bhav, what is Radha's Mahabhav. And if you know, then you'll surrender. You'll become absorbed. You'll become dedicated. You'll become one-pointed. And this love, and this Bhav, and this Mahaprabhu, Mahabhav, Radharani. You'll come to know of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love. And ultimately means prayojan. Prayojan means the ultimacy. The necessity or the prayojan, the conclusion, the final point. Ultimate means the final point, the ultimate, the zenith. You ultimately come to the prayojan, which means love of God. Prema Pramartha Mahan, this is the prayojan. The hearing process is sambandha and abhideya. Sambandha abhideya prayojan. It's in all this in one verse, you see. I'm not making any juggling here. I'm simply reading the verse. Text 12. Krishna Maturaya Gele Gopiraye Dasha Haila Krishna Vichere Praburse Dasha Upajila. When Mahaprabhu felt separation from Krishna, his condition exactly corresponded to that of the gopis in Vrindavan after Krishna's departure from Mathura. So he was in this Viraha Bhava, the gopis. Means Radharani was feeling separation from Krishna. That same Viraha Bhava, that same viraha agni, burning, searing, scorching, sizzling fire of separation that Radharani was feeling in separation from Shyam, was manifesting and burning the heart of Mahaprabhu in Gambira Leela and Puri. His Anti Leela is Gambira Leela. His Anti Leela 14, towards the end of 20 chapters of Anti Leela. His condition, Krishna Matura Gela, Gopira Dasha, Haila. The condition, Dasha. Krishna Vichede Prabhu or Dasha Upajila. Udava Darshane Jaiche, Radara Vilap Krame krame haile prabhur se unmada vilap. The vilap, the lamentation of Srimati Radharani, when Uddhav visited Vrindavan, gradually became a feature of Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness. Krame krame prabhu unmad vilap. As Radharani, in the association of Uddhav, at Uddhav Kyari in Nandagaon, when he came from Mathura with a message from Krishna and met privately and secretly with the gopis in that small Kadambavan at Uddhav Kyari, at every moment, seeing Uddhav, who looks so much like Krishna, decorated and ornamented with all Krishna's prasadi vesh, Krishna's prasadi pitambara dhoti, Krishna's prasadi chadar, Krishna's prasadi pagari, crown, necklaces, etc., flower garlands, and the fragrance, because these were Krishna's garlands and Krishna's clothing, so the fragrance of Krishna's transcendental body was emanating from these clothes. And Uddhava had very dark complexion like Krishna, swarthy, dark complexion. In so many ways, by sight, by smell, by form, by figure, by clothing and decorations, Uddhava resembled Sri Krishna. So when the gopis, in their ecstatic vilap, lamentation and separation, when they first saw him, they thought for a moment, "Ah, Krishna's come back." But they said, "We're seeing looks like Krishna. We're smelling the fragrance of Krishna's body, and everything looks the same, but we don't feel the same. Our hearts are not trembling, our hair is not standing on end. Although we're excited, we're overjoyed, and we're confused by what we're seeing. He looks like Krishna. He's moving like Krishna even. And his voice is something deep like Krishna. But it's not registering or reacting in our hearts in the same way. Oh, it's someone else. Or maybe this is Krishna's minister that we heard about from Bhagavari Rishi and Shandilya Muni. This must be that famous Uddhav Mahashaya. Of course it was. And as the days passed, because it says in some commentaries, it says that Uddhava spent 2 months in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami says that Uddhava spent 10 months in Vrindavan. Quite a long time. So day by day, week by week, as the gopis associated with Uddhav and heard from him, and he heard from the gopis and they heard from him, and whatever he said became an udipan or stimulant to bring out more love and pastimes from their hearts, and he would sit with amazement, Bhuta Ras, and total amazement, listening to them, becoming enamored and attracted by the intense depth and completeness of their love. So then Radharani was showing, as the days and weeks went by, she became more and more mad, unmad vilap. Her lamentation, her hankering to meet Krishna, her sorrow and sadness and separation from Krishna was increasing day by day, week by week, month by month. And finally she became totally mad, and there's this Brahma Gita. She spoke to this bumblebee, and so this kind of condition that the gopis, especially Radharani, was in, that's what Krishna was experiencing in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhir Leela. He was experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav in the association of Uddhava when she was in that Divyon Unmad, Mananakya Mahabhav in separation from Krishna at Uddhav Kyari. Because this place, Uddhav Kyari, and this time, and this association with Uddhav, hearing the message and this whole association, is where Radharani and the gopis reveal the greatest extent of Divyonmad Mahabhav. This is practically the whole purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is to show this chapter 47, Brahma Gita, to show the extreme epitome of Radharani's total absorption and madness and love for Krishna, depicted in her crazy vilap, udgorna and vilap, and pralap conversations with this bumblebee. Brahmar means bumblebee, Brahmar Gita. That is what was most mystifying to Krishna. When Uddhava went back to Mathura and described this, Krishna said, "What? I didn't even see that. I saw so much separation. I saw so much prema when I was there. But what you're describing in my separation, and what you saw and what you experienced, you were supposed to come back after a few days and you stayed 10 months. You couldn't leave it. It was so unbelievably attractive and compelling and gripping and magnetic that you couldn't pull yourself away or remove yourself from them. And you're conveying something about it. My mind is totally attracted. That I want to understand. That madness, that divyonmad, that I have to experience." So Krishna was only thinking about that all the time he was in Mathura when he went on to Dwarka. And that's why he came back as Mahaprabhu, to experience that ecstatic Divyonmad of Radharani at Uddhavkyari when the gopis and Radhika met with Uddhava when he came from Mathura. And that's why Krishna's Kaviraj is saying that this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing in Gambhira Lila and Puri. The lamentation of Radharani when Uddhava visited Vrindavan, Uddhava darshani jaiche, Radhar vilap, krame krame highlight. Krame krame means day after day, week after week, month after month, ever increasing increments. Prabhu se unmada vilap. Radhikara bhave Prabhu sada abhiman, se bhave apanake haya radha gyan. Mahaprabhu's emotions exactly corresponded to Radhika's when she met Uddhav. Mahaprabhu always conceived himself, sada abhiman, this was his abhiman, his mentality, his conception. At all times, Mahaprabhu, and especially in Gambhira Lila and his Sannyas Lila and Puri, he was always conceiving himself in the position of Radha, Radhika. Se bhav apanake. And sometimes he thought that he was Srimati Radharani herself, Radha Gyan. He considered, he thought of him, he was so much absorbed in her bhav that he became tanmoy with her. This story is called The Dream of Rasleela. This is part one. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.